Thank you. I believe I'll turn it over to Katie.
Yep.
Right. Good morning, Katie Searle, Director for the Parks Division. If you would turn to page 34, I would present to you our revenue camping, and then we also have visitation for you this morning to look at. So on page 34, you'll see the April year-to-date revenue by item. This breaks it out with what we sell. So our annuals, our second annuals, the Custer Park passes. Towards the bottom of the page, you have our camping services, which we consider grouped as lodging in the total. And what you'll notice is this is very weather-driven, and that'll be a theme you'll see through the report today, whether it's your revenue by item, the camping units, or also with our visitation. We're down about 14% in our permits, again, April, year-to-date. And our lodging is slightly up 5%. We would like to see that a percent or two higher to fully utilize our fee increases that we placed, but we're happy to see that it is a positive number there. And if you turn to the next page, that's the revenue by district. It's the same grouping of numbers, just shown differently geographically on the page, and you can see that the weather played a role. Again, 3% total up in revenue year to date. Now the camping is different than the camping services you saw previously. Now I'm on page 34B. The camping by district is the actual units we've seen in the parks, the actual nights occupied in the parks. And this is truly weather driven. You'll see at the bottom of the page, we're down 41%. If you remember back last April, we had increases. Remember the spring that we had compared to this spring. And if you place it in full context, our April, year-to-date April camping units make up about 2% of our total units we see throughout the year. So we're hoping that as it progresses, we'll be watchful and hoping that we can make up that 2% throughout the rest of the camping season and into the fall. And then again, our visitation shows the same thing. We're down 15% in visitation. Again, very, very weather driven. And you can see that decrease is spread pretty evenly throughout the districts here as the state has just had a slow spring. Any questions with any of the reports presented?
Pretty much due to the late spring then, huh?
It is.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Tony, you want to do the resolution right now?
Yeah, we're ready to do that.
Okay.
Good morning again, Tony Life, Director of Wildlife Division. We have prepared a resolution. That resolution is number 18-05. In response to the discussion you had yesterday and the action that you took to deny the petition of Derek Van Dyke. After those first six whereas statements that are kind of standard on receiving and distribution of the petition, starting with the seventh whereas there, that's where the reasoning is for the basis of your decision. I'll read those so they're in the record. It says, whereas harvests of doe mule deer by mentored and youth hunters during the youth deer season is currently minimal, both statewide and within each deer management unit in South Dakota. And whereas from 2014 to 2016, the average harvest rate for youth and mentored hunting season was approximately 550 doe mule deer. Of the doe mule deer population, current research in South Dakota estimates that only 4% of the deer are lost to harvest. And whereas on some lands in western South Dakota, mule deer are the only deer species present and landowners desire to have youth and mentored hunting opportunities. And whereas allowing mentored and youth deer hunters to harvest any antlerless deer, including doe mule deer, provides the least chance of an inadvertent violation of shooting a misidentified deer. And whereas allowing mentored and youth deer hunters to harvest any antlerless deer, including doe mule deer, provides the maximum opportunity for recreation by youth deer hunters. And finally, whereas recruitment and retention of hunters is an important component of the Game Fish and Parks Department strategic plan. Hopefully these reflect the discussion and the basis of your decision yesterday. We're certainly willing to go back and maybe make some changes if you see any. If you believe that it is properly prepared and ready for your action, I'd ask that you would take action to adopt resolution 1805.
Moved and seconded that we adopt the resolution as presented here. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all that would be in favor would say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed? Kathy. Aye. Okay, it is passed. All right.
Would you like to go on into information?
I would.
Okay.